1939. In the new year, Dorothea engaged some women and old men from the village to work as laundresses, kitchen maids, and gardeners. I was put to work in the library, helping Herr Elias to separate those books collected by Dorothea's mother from Herr Elias's own rare and valuable books. There was a gramophone in the library as well as in the drawing room and in Felix's dressing room, and Herr Elias played music as we worked, beginning the day with Dido and Aeneas, and ending with Django Reinhardt. Although I was sometimes asked to mend a torn curtain hem or one of Felix's jackets, Casper too busy dusting books, the making of lace was never mentioned. I'd once thought of nothing but lace and of escape, the two linked in my mind. I'd seen patterns everywhere, in Mr. Knox's handwriting, in nests, in the wings of a mayfly and the scales of a trout, and I felt uneasy without a piece of lace in my hands. I often dreamed that I had unraveled a piece of lace in the park, the white silk strung through the trees like a web. My hands, no longer sore and swollen, seemed to belong to a stranger. Aside from the works of Karl May, many of Frau Schumacher's books were about horses or missionaries, and many of them were in English. I sometimes took books to my room, Oil for the Lamps of China, The Painted Veil, and The Bridge of Desire, books that were a revelation after George Eliot and Mrs. Gaskell. In an attempt to be friendly, I asked Ruder, she was on her way from church in the village and seemed slightly less disdainful than usual, if she'd like to read a book from the library, but she said that she found The Book of Life entirely sufficient for her needs.